So in the studio with me today, I have my dear friend, Dr. Erin Alstancio, who is a brilliant endocrinologist. You are fascinating. You and I, whenever
Thank
we
you,
talk,
Caroline.
I just get so absorbed in everything you say.
Oh, you're
welcome.
So sweet.
Welcome. And I want to talk to you as a mom and as a doctor today, because I know you've got kids and we've chatted about this, and I've, you know, met your daughter, and I just want you to talk about as a mom and as a doctor, what did, you know, just children and thinking mind and hormones and all these things.
Yes, and you know, when you have preteen and teenagers, you know, so it's important to engage them. I have two ideas. Engage their minds, because they are bombarded with so many information and ideas and technology and peer pressure and stuff like that. And actually, I had some issues with my 12-year daughter at that time.
Yeah.
And learning from your program, especially the 21-day detox program you had at that time on the computer and
yes,
on apps. So we
yes.
registered and we did it together. Because she was battling different thoughts, different things, you know, seeing in her peers a lot of things
emotional
that she didn't
things.
See at home, and she was struggling with that. And, you know, I was like, what do? I don't want to go to a psychologist who know. I didn't have one trustworthy.
Exactly. that you,
yeah, near me. So we started that that program, and we did day by day. She actually loved it. We did it together because, you know, we prayed together. We kind of worked through the thoughts. And
so good.
It was so good. At the end of the program, she did not have those, you know, weird thoughts.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited.
Like, so that was practical for me.
Oh,
no,
wow.
It helped me too. But, you know, I mean, to see in her that she was different in a month just by doing those, you know, 7 minutes a day thing. And
that's
we
incredible.
Checked each other. So it works either for
children
and teenagers.
That's just beautiful. And then look, you see, you're teaching her, you've given her a coping strategy. You worked with her, because a lot of people ask me, how can they apply the 21-day detox online app and the program to children? And I always say, you know, you do it with them. So you've done exactly
you
that.
You do it with them because they if you're
relational, I mean your relationship would have
it teaches me how to relate with them,
how to see what she's thinking.
Yes. And then you don't take them to a stranger. Kids are gonna be even more shocked to take them to a person and talk about
exactly.
They're not gonna open up, they're not gonna say much, but there
exactly.
with me in the family it works differently.
Exactly.
And your programs are also very good in helping children to learn. Because see, we have all sorts
spent many
of
many years working on that.
I know. So
because
kids,
how to learn.
Sometimes in our school systems, you know, they're given minimal thing, no homework, not much, and
learn
if you give them
the
something, it's like, you know, repetitive. There's no fun, and you know,
it's
kids
awful.
Don't.
The education system has become such a drain. It's really not.
So that's why I use your, you know, five principles again to kind of in a different way, just to kind of make learning, you know, interesting and you know
so
thinking.
Good.
And she loves science now because, you know, it's really why, and I want to figure it out. So she's very, you know, mathematical.
Very intellectual.
But even minds that are not mathematical or, you know, very scientific, you know, at least give them a skeleton, you know,
exactly.
a template.
That's right.
How to learn to really make
That's
good
right.
memories. Memories, you don't cram everything, you know, the night before
it takes
a
time.
Test.
Exactly. It takes time. It takes your cycles of 21 days and these five steps. And, you know, these kids, when they get that, it's nice to have that structure. My own four kids I taught the 21-day detox, the five steps, all of it I've done before.
Yeah,
as well.
And also, you know, the anxiety that comes with learning and with preparations for stress.
Not
because
good.
That's also very well defined in your books, you know, how not to be anxious, how to deal with, you know, it's normal when you go to a test to have, you know, butterflies
in your
stomach.
Your stomach yeah.
But you say, hey, this is not, you know, the major test. You train yourself. You
to deal with
so
this.
It's actually very, very helpful for my family. So thank you
so
much
pleased.
For
I'm,
that.
I'm so excited that in your busy schedule you actually took the time out. But now, how's that? That's such an example for so many people that it doesn't matter how busy you are, there's always time to
you need to make a choice.
I love that.
So
I
had to choose what's important for my family.
Yeah.
I cannot do everything. You know, sometimes we want to do everything.
Exactly.
And we don't know how to say no.
Exactly.
So that's what I learned is like, this is the time. She's not going to be in the house for too long. Now she needs me, and you know, I cut back a little bit on my you know, work so and, you know, my husband, he had to stay home to be able to deal with my schedule and all the house activities. Things, yeah. And, you know, so we need to make some tough decisions.
Some things, yeah.
But you have to see what's important.
It's a life investment, exactly. That's a life investment into helping. So instead of giving our children off to someone else to fix, we should be, we've got the skills, the love, the relationship. The best kind of intervention for any child is a family
God
therapy.
God gave me the children and
exactly.
He wants me to take care of them.
Exactly.
And I love to be a doctor, but see, you know, I
you
have
love to be a mom too.
I love so to be balance. A mom too. And
so it comes down to quantity, I mean quality versus quantity, because people think they've got to be with them all mm-hmm. the time, but it's actually no. the time you spend with them mm-hmm. needs to be full of, and that's what you've done. You've taken that time to do that. I want to ask you a quick question related to children, related to this. Between 12 and 18 is the most challenging cycle in the entire human life cycle, and that's when all the hormones, as we know, are raging and so mm-hmm. on. Can you just speak just very quickly to that situation, to the effect of a child going through those hormonal changes,
yeah,
and what
but
they're feeling? And
those hormonal changes are normal.
Yes.
It's not, you know, they had it,
very
you know,
good.
3,000 years ago.
It's not like,
it's not like something new, and we make such a big deal of that.
Yeah.
What our children in this day and age don't have, that parental involvement,
and that's
that
fixing
stillness,
that
uh-huh. that's quality time,
very
in, you know,
good.
Relaxation. We don't put the TV going all, you know, if it's something important, we open up, we listen, but our TV is closed
all
most
the
of the time.
Mm-hmm.
We don't allow, you know, all this technology to overwhelm us. So you need yeah. to make as a parent different choices, but you need to start actually when they're in, you know, a baby in the crib. Because you cannot just all of a sudden, you know, wake up at 12, oh my gosh, you know. So you need to
well,
meet,
you can, but it's going to be 10 times
it will
more
be
difficult.
Very,
so.
You need to build this relationship with a
your
child.
Children,
you're
yeah.
you're the authority figure, but you're not just the authority. You're their
loving,
helper. You're
comfort.
Loving. Love, like you decide, you know, I mean, love has
love
to
is,
be first. But mm-hmm. love sometimes is tough.
Yes.
You know, sometimes.
There's some certain rules that you have to make, because all this technology and all this busyness and all this TV and all this hurry syndrome is affecting the physically, whatever you do with your mind affects your body, so people's hormones go out of whack because of that.
So yeah, we do have more talks right now, you
that's
know, about
great.
The hormones, about how the system functions, you know, about the boy's attraction and all
yeah.
those things. So
yeah.
you, I answer to her questions, and believe me, sometimes it's hard. I come from work, working with patients, answering their questions,
now you
and I come
some...
home and it's like, whoa, it's like, so Lord,
sleep.
Help me.
Now you got to answer another bunch more questions, but once again, you've got to make that decision.
You have to
choice.
Make the decision
yeah.
and you know sometimes what I notice at night always the questions are more dramatic and more you know the you know
emotional
crisis and... emotionally I said you know our bodies are tired
and the overreacting
my body's
tired yeah.
your body's tired this question I'm gonna address it is not the life threatening yes or no right now you're fine we're praying we read a verse of the Bible
calm
let's
down.
Talk about this tomorrow so you
we
need as
calmer.
A parent you need to know which questions you need to answer right now and what but you can pray about it and my mind is better tomorrow morning and your mind is better.
Get some sleep.
By the next morning, there's no crisis.
It's manageable. It's changed. And that's really good. You've taught the skill of not trying to react and answer the question straight away, which throws your whole body and hormonal system into chaos. And if you continually do that, you've taught them to stand back, compartmentalize, and actually make a decision to talk about it when we come. And that's something not just for our kids. It's for ourselves as well. It's with our spouses. It's with our friends. It's with...
We all have hormones.
Exactly.
Okay.
We've all got hormones. And we've all got bodies. And our bodies are just going to do what our minds tell them to do.
You touched it. Our
yeah.
bodies will do what our minds will tell them to do. Our hormones will behave
the
if
way.
Our minds
behave.
Are behaving.
And then you go, and if you have constant, because the research shows that a constant stress, toxic stress, is more dangerous than a, you know, like the big stuff now and then.
Yeah.
So if this constant, if you get into this constant uneasiness all the time, that's really going to constantly mess up. So it's very important that we help our kids and ourselves to not just fall into the pattern of constantly responding to, but actually being, okay, let's compartmentalize, let's put that over there, let's stand back, let's live, let's breathe, let's eat, let's sleep, let's, and come back to these things. And the hurry sickness syndrome we live in currently in this day and age mm-hmm. doesn't, you can get sucked up into it. We have to stand back and don't you agree?
You just put
decisions?
Your stress response continuous. Hurry. It's a continuous pressure on your hormones, cortisol and adrenaline, to really respond and be there all the time, and insulin, because all of this
is going to be driven
and obesity, and we can talk for hours about that.
Yeah, we'll do another podcast about the insulin and obesity and the eating, yes, and everything. But what you put up, a point you've just raised there, as a doctor, what you are giving is incredibly invaluable advice that you're seeing it every day in your practice as a mom, as a woman who's gone, mm-hmm, through breast cancer, yes, and there's one of our previous podcasts you spoke about that experience that I'm going to definitely recommend the listeners go and listen to. But just the importance of recognizing the mind and the body impact, and how there is a connection.
They're
connected. You are seeing it.
Yes.
And the tablet's not going to fix that. We seriously need to focus on the fact that we need to get our minds under control. Thank you so much for being here.
So nice
today.
To be with you. Thank
and
you,
And I know that you're going to be coming back again, because we just begun the discussion.
Okay. Thank you.
So
bye-bye.
Bye.